Precision in the Canopy. Choosing the Right Rigging Equipment. By Jenny Cohen. As an arborist, utilizing special equipment to maneuver within the branches is critical. Different projects require different equipment, depending on the unique conditions of each task. That's where rigging comes in. Rigging is useful for moderate projects that involve more than just light pruning. It's also helpful for larger tasks that require extra lifting and greater control over materials, such as branches, being removed. Before heading to your next job, consider these key components to ensure your rigging work is both efficient and safe. Types of equipment. The first step is to determine how much rope you will need for a project, as well as the dimensions and specifications of the material. The diameter, for instance, can be determined by the equipment or the climber. Arborists must choose ropes that are compatible with the mechanical devices the rope is used with as well as their personal climbing technique, said Julian Corbon, commercial sales executive for Marlowe Ropes USA. Another important factor is the type of materials used in the rope. Nylon rope can give you more bounce and stretch, but it may not be a good option if you want more control over your rope. Instead, you may prefer a polyester core that has more restraint to assist you when working around homes, buildings, or other obstacles. Your working environment can also affect the type of ropes you decide to have on hand for both short and long-term impact. Using polyester means that the rope is unaffected by water and will not shrink and harden as a nylon rope will over its lifetime, Corbon said. Polyester also has better UV resistance than nylon and has a slightly higher melting point. Another piece of equipment to consider adding to your rigging toolkit is a porter wrap. Having a porter wrap is a huge deal, and to me, you can't be in business without one of these things, said Nick Bonner, general manager for TreesTough.com. A porter wrap can allow you to break and control loads of up to 2,000 pounds, making it easier to maneuver branches safely when used as part of a rigging system. Bonner also recommended a good rigging control system, GRCS, as a great option when you're dealing with heavy loads that need to be lowered safely and with control. It's heavy, but when you need it, it's the best thing you can have, Bonner said. The GRCS enables a single operator, via its winch-powered device, to lift and lower items weighing up to 2,000 pounds. It can be used when working at height or when dealing with bulky materials such as tree branches and storm debris. Rigging done right. According to Corbon, when thinking about your rigging equipment, the considerations are varied and specific to each case. Before purchasing an expensive piece of gear, consider the types of anchor points available and any additional tools you might need once you're in position. When investing in a rope or other components of an escape kit, a climber must also understand the weather conditions and safety issues the equipment can help address. Weighing the hazards. After selecting your equipment, the next step is to create a safety strategy. This strategy should help you prevent and address common issues arborists may encounter with their new gear. Red Wing Company's Full Stack Safety is an approach that covers a wide range of safety issues at the worksite. This comprehensive safety strategy covers both the visible, user-facing aspects, like PPE and training, and the crucial behind-the-scenes elements, such as risk assessments and regulatory compliance, Jackson said. Workers should also consider how ropes and other equipment can handle the weight of what they are cutting and how these tools will work together to ensure a safe job site. You need to understand your equipment and the weight of what you're removing, Bonner said. Specialty equipment can also keep workers protected depending on the types of environments they're working in. Marlowe Ropes, for example, has its PHI static chemical indicator rope that changes color when exposed to dangerous vapors. The company also worked with Power Ascender and arborist equipment manufacturer Ronin to create a unique rope with an added layer of protection. The rope not only utilizes a tough Technora outer cover but also incorporates a thin, red inner cover which serves as a wear indicator, Corbon explained. When the user sees red anywhere along the length of his Ronin HP rope, he or she can be sure that the outer cover has been compromised either through normal wear or a severe incident, and will replace the rope. Learning the ropes. To effectively use each piece of equipment in the rigging kit, it is crucial that workers are familiar with how to operate the equipment for the specific tree project. Having the right tool for the job is crucial, but it's equally important that employees are properly trained in how to use the equipment, Danae Jackson, arborist and AdHeight business developer for Red Wing Company, said. Websites like treestuff.com also post tutorials and webinars to help arborists understand equipment. Bonner noted that the company has more than 2,000 YouTube videos to help educate arborists. Additionally, they offer a Spanish YouTube channel featuring more than 200 of their most popular videos translated into Spanish. Education does not end with the consumer. According to Jackson, Red Wing Company collaborates with manufacturers to enhance equipment based on customer feedback and field experience. We work closely with manufacturers, providing insights on what's working and what's not, so they can continually improve their products, Jackson said. She added that the manufacturers also ensure safety plays a key role in designing, producing, and educating users about the products. Ultimately, the priority is to provide the arborist with as much knowledge and confidence before sending them out with new gear. Not only does this help prevent accidents, but also ensures the development of improved rigging products for the future. We have real-world experience in the field, and we believe in getting hands-on with the products we offer, Jackson said, noting the importance of gathering feedback from both developers and users.